Today FM's All Irish with Claire Beck.
Hello, good morning, and you are very welcome to All Irish with me, Claire Beck. I'm going to be here till nine. I have some fabulous Irish music for you, as always, and The Scratch are going to be joining me live in studio to have a chat and play a couple of tracks from their fabulous new album, which just came out on Friday. And as is tradition, we like to start the show every week with one of the greatest Irish tracks ever recorded. This week, it's Ash and Shining Lights. You're listening to All Irish here on Today FM. That was The Scratch with Cold Eye. It is from their new album, Mind Yourself. Doc, Jordan, Cahill and Lango. How is the busiest week of your lives going?
Busy.
Yeah.
Are you tired?
Busily.
I'm not tired personally, no.
Not as tired as we're probably going to be, but...
Fair.
It's a good crack though. We're buzzing.
Yeah, so buzzing. What's happening this week now? Second album, Mind Yourself, out in the world. That was on Friday. Then you were on The Late Late Show.
Yeah, we just did Late Late. It surpassed expectations by far.
The moms and dads are delighted, I'd say.
Oh yeah.
That's validation, isn't it?
It's the
Grammys.
It's the Grammys.
Granny and Granddad can relax now.
It's the grannies.
Yeah, are you still doing the music? Yes, but he was on The Late Late. It's fine. Don't worry about it. So your year in general has just been incredible. Touring all around the place. You did the Dropkick Murphy support across Europe. Signed to a major label. Bit of a good year.
Yes. It's been amazing.
Yeah, it's been unreal. Dropkicks are amazing. They're legends. And Sony have been legends. And we're really enjoying ourselves despite the hectic schedule.
It's just cool to have a lot of support around us. Pushing the band forward. It's an exciting place to be.
Yeah, so dreams coming true, hard work paying off. Any one moment from this year so far that stands out for each of you?
Altogether Now Festival was absolutely
Altogether Now
nice.
And
special. Sorry, you brought me back to life at Altogether Now, and I think it had been so muddy and so, and everyone was like trotting, and we found some strays and we were like, you have to come and see this band, and we like forced them to come and they were very happy. But it was absolutely brilliant. So much fun, and I think that's where, you know, like the band, it kind of doesn't sound like any other band. There's so many different influences. And when I met like the three of you 10 years ago, you were in a metal band. And I think you can really hear bits of that influence coming through as well. So is that when you kind of have the most fun, when you're on stage, just kind of jumping around, letting loose?
Definitely. I think just given the background that we have in metal, the live format is always the part of being in a band that we get the most excited from. I think it's probably our strongest asset in the band as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's definitely, I remember the first ever Scratch gig was just like us sitting like this in a pub in Smithfield. And I remember afterwards just going, that just felt like the metal, like no difference to a metal
gig. It's like an acoustic metal
show. Just, I think no matter what we're playing, we'll just always have that.
Yeah.
That kind of natural, I don't know, inkling towards the metal buzz.
Yeah.
It's definitely your favourite thing to do, is play live. So,
play live. Yeah. Well, listen, I had a ball. And did we call your friend or just take a selfie? I can't remember, but it was so wholesome.
Oh, we took a video for it.
We took a little video for your friend who couldn't make the gig. It was so nice. Right. Yeah, there's the metal influences. You've got your cajon over there. You've got the harmonium. We called it the piano key foot accordion.
That's it, yeah.
I can't play it because I can't play piano, so I just make a drone with it. And it's,
we love a good drone. He's only 23, he's from Monaghan, that's his second single, Loving You, Robin T on All Irish.
All Irish with Claire Beck on Today FM.
You're listening to All Irish here on Today FM, and I'm delighted to be joined in studio by one of my favourite, not just Irish bands, one of my favourite bands, Kneecap. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much. That was the best opening we've got ever.
I bet you say that to all the bands.
Do you?
I don't. I really don't. For people that haven't come across you before, do you want to introduce yourselves? Tell us a little bit about what Kneecap is all about.
I'm Makara.
He's Makara.
I'm DJ Proovy.
He's DJ Proovy.
He's Mowgli.
And together
we are Kneecap.
We rap
And obviously a mix between the Irish language and English and just about a range of topics.
Youth culture and the ups and downs in life of life and things in between and the everyday life kind of stuff for young people.
Real intellectual stuff, you know.
Real intellectual stuff. It's very hard to comprehend it unless you're like have a degree in science, yeah, basically.
You wouldn't get it.
You need to watch Countdown.
In the tradition of hip hop, you're rapping about your lived experience and about what you're going through, and you've kind of grown up as a band and talking about different things as you've kind of matured, like a fine Buckfast.
A fine tonic wine, yes.
That's it. The new single that you have out with Green Chattin, it is the first kneecap song that we've been able to play on the radio because the subject matter has been a little bit risque on the other ones. But tell us a little bit about this single. What's it all about?
Yeah, we've matured. We started off a lot of songs talking about partying, and this one's a real thinker. Nah, I'm only joking. This one's obviously about the joy in the monotonous, you know, in the mundane life you find wee pockets of happiness and, you know, like sort of moments that would pass you by normally if you're not being present. There's like moments that, you know, that you find the beauty in the boring everyday life. And that was sort of the idea of it. And we got Pat O'Gill to shoot the music video. If you haven't seen it, it's on YouTube, Better Way to Live. And yeah, he's done a great job.
Great job.
The video, I have to say, I had a lump in my throat looking at it because I have DJed in that bar. Not that bar, but that bar in that scenario so many times. And you see these older men just sitting there and they're staring off into the middle distance and they're having a sup and they're having their little smoke. And you're kind of looking at them going, are you okay? Do you have more going on in your life? Do you know that there's a whole world out there? You know, and I think it's something that's very relatable for Irish people to, you know, there's a line like Green's like hook on the track. And when he's saying there's a better way to live, I can see that it's just there and I want it, but I can't figure out how to get there. For me, I think that's something that it's so ingrained in Irish culture, particularly for men. It's like drown your sorrows, don't talk about your feelings. But I think that there's a new wave, particularly for young men, talking about their feelings more. I think it's really important what you think about that.
No, for sure. And like, this is kind of like reconnecting with that childlike curiosity in life and then everyday things that we do, that there's something there, there's a way to enjoy it again. Even though if you're doing the same thing every day, you have to try and find some joy in it and something different and something that sparks your mind and creativity and have a bit of fun, because life is very short.
It's very short. I feel like any time that you court controversy, anytime there's like a bit of drama in the paper, I just feel like the people that get upset with you have completely missed the point of what you're trying to do. What would you say is the biggest misconception about kneecap and what you're trying to do as artists?
It's sort of perfect because, like, we love when people get it wrong. There's nothing better than some, like, for example, we had the song called Get Your Brits Out and everyone had emotional reactions to it, being like, they're talking about that we wanted like British citizens out of Ireland or whatever. And the song is actually about the DUP. We're saying, yous are so busy and we bring them on a night out. We get the Brits out. Obviously, there's a play on words. So we enjoy the fact that people misunderstand things and we encourage it more, you know. So we appreciate you giving us perfect PR all the time.
Yeah, 100%. And yeah, some people don't want to understand it, and that's fine. And they'll never actually dig any deeper than the headline or whatever else they're reading to find out any more about it. So it doesn't really affect us in any way. And obviously, in the six counties where we live, it's very easy to court controversy. You don't have to do much because everything is controversial up there because everyone's outraged constantly. It doesn't take much.
Which is trauma. Everyone's just traumatized.
I don't know, that's coming out of their eyeballs. It comes out like a yellow goo.
Green, white and orange goo. No, we're not going to get into that. Good to have new music from Sinead White. That is Common Denominator here on All Irish on Today FM. It's time now for some brand new music from a brand new artist, and I think she has such a bright future ahead of her. Her name is Lauren. She goes by the stage name Ren. You can find her at ren.musicofficial on Instagram if you want to check out more of her music. She's just 14. She's autistic and she finds crowds overwhelming and finds talking to people different, but I'm told that when she performs, she absolutely lights up, and I'm sure you'll agree her voice and her songwriting are really, really special. So I'm delighted to play for you for the first time on Today FM, Ren, with her track The Greatest. The legends are dead, the truth murdered all, the chatter got boring, we'd laugh for it all.
Arklow in County Wicklow. He goes by David OFMG, and that is his brand new track, Early in the Afternoon. He released his debut EP last summer, so you can check that out as well if you'd like some more. And before that, we had Irish Women in Harmony, Nothing Compares to You, a super group of Irish women, including Faye O'Rourke, Amy, Gemma Doherty, Emma Langford, Andrea Corr, Lyra, and all of the proceeds of that track in honour of Sinead O'Connor are going to a project that was very close to her heart. It's called the Aisling Project. It's an after-school intervention programme in Ballymun in Dublin, and you can support the Aisling Project by texting Sinead to 50300 to donate €4. Time now for some more brand new music. We have played them on the show. In fact, they've been guests on the show before. It is Sights, Mia and Tony, and this is their brand new single, Words, on Today FM.
CM and we've been up all night talking again about the silliest things.
From Telecura, they are a Dublin and Stockholm duo, and that is their brand new single, Girls. It's been in my head for about 3 days now, and I'm not mad about it. It is super catchy, and I hope you enjoyed it as well. This is Claire Beck here with you on All Irish on Today FM. I hope you're having a lovely Sunday so far. And if you are a regular listener to the show, you will know that I have an early contender for Album of the Year already. It is Sprint's debut album, Letter to Self. It is so good, and I'm going to play the latest single for you after this. O'Mara, that is Smoke and Mirrors here on All Irish on Today FM. You'll have heard him on the show before. We played a few of his records. He is a singer-songwriter from County Tip, based in Dublin. And yeah, I love that. It just kind of put me in a good mood. Put me in a good mood for a Sunday morning. Hope it did the same to you. You are listening to Today FM, and I got the most wonderful news during the week. Conor O'Brien of Villagers is going to be releasing a brand new album, Golden Time. It's coming out in May of this year. He calls it his most vulnerable album to date, mostly solo. I'm sure you've seen him with the big band, but he's kind of paired it back this time, and he's also going to be playing his largest ever headline at Dublin's Trinity College on the 29th of June, which I cannot wait for. So here is the title track from that forthcoming album from Villagers, That Golden Time, on Today FM. New from Moncrief, that was Want You More here on All Irish on Today FM. Now, as you know, we are huge fans of New Dad here on All Irish and Today FM. They are from Galway. They are fantastic. And their debut album, Madra, is going to be coming out next Friday. I have heard it. It is absolutely stunning, as expected. I mean, all of the singles that we've heard so far from it are incredible, but the whole album, so good. Can't wait for you to hear it next weekend. But also, I'm delighted to tell you that New Dad are going to be joining me in studio next Sunday for a live session here on All Irish. I cannot wait. They also gave us a little teaser of what to expect from the album. This is brand new from New Dad, White Ribbons, on Today FM. He's called Cruher White, and that is 501's, new from him here on All Irish on Today FM. Before that, Nell Mescal and her brand new single, Killing Time. Now, I hope you're as excited as I am for New Dad joining me live in session at about 8:30. They're going to do a couple of tracks from their brand new album, Madra, which just came out on Friday. We're going to have a chat. I can't wait. First, though, we've got some more music to get through. I love the name of this band, but I also love their sound. They're called Death Milkshake, and they describe themselves as bubblegum dance punk. This is their new single, Megaphone, on Today FM. You're listening to All Irish here on Today FM, and that was New Dad performing White Ribbons live from their debut album, Madra, which is out now. So, welcome to the studio, everybody. We have Cara, we have Fiacre, we have Sean, we have Julie. And your album is out in the world. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a weird feeling.
Yeah, it's surreal. Yeah.
You know, we've sat with it for so long now, and yeah, it's just... I guess it's getting a life of its own now again because we got a bit sick of it.
Well, you can't change it now. It's out in the world. Yeah. There's nothing you can do unless you want to do a Kanye and pull it back. Yeah. So how are the celebrations going? Cara, I believe you, like myself, are a clumsy girl. any injuries celebrating the release of Madra?
Not yet, but...
It's in the calendar.
The longer I go without an injury, the closer one gets.
Although I will say, Sean did just hit his head off a light trying to do High School Musical jumps.
Nearly, though. Nearly is the word.
Yeah. So talk to me, for anyone who's not familiar, so Galway, you met in school. Tell us a little bit about how it all came about.
Yeah, me and Fiacre were in the same year in school, and Sean was in the year above us. And we got together because we wanted to kind of have friends to do our music practical with, and yeah, that was initially how it started. But we didn't like practice or anything or take it seriously, and obviously didn't do well in our practical exam. But yeah, that was how it all started, and then we moved to London and I met Cara, and yeah, it was
just all came together.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I would love to hear, is there like a recording or anything of the practical? I would love to be, you know, there's a teacher.
I actually wish.
There's a moon tour sitting somewhere in Galway being like, I flunked New Dad, maybe that was wrong of me.
Oh no, she was good. We just didn't try.
Yeah, no, it was our fault, I think. But I think...
What did
there's
you play?
Probably recording
we
somewhere.
Played Dancing in the Moonlight. I wasn't singing. Our friend Adam was singing. Yeah. And I attempted a solo, even though I've literally never done that in my life. And I obviously, it was not very good at all.
Listen, jumping in at the deep end, and it was all up from there. So fair play to you. So you're together since you were quite young as well. Mm. Like, you know, even the kind of New Dad as it is now, which, by the way, I heard that there is a very deep and significant meaning behind the name New Dad. Do you want to share it with the audience?
Yes.
randombandnamegenerator.com.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. How many goes did you get before you picked one?
I think it was on the first try. Wasn't it?
So it gave you like 10 options.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That was the least weird.
We were so desperate for a name, we just picked one.
Yeah, it's literally good. It's catchy. How long are you making music together for?
I suppose we had a different name, but we formed in 2016. We were 16, yeah. I think. And that's when we kind of started writing songs and not just doing covers and that, but we didn't really start taking it seriously until like 2019, when we were kind of showing people our demos, and we were surprised at the reactions. So we were like, oh, maybe we should actually go for it. And then we started just releasing when we kind of had it nailed, knew what we wanted to sound like, or at that moment, like that point in time anyway.
And then it was just before lockdown, so we just had the time to do so much more then.
Brilliant.
Kind of everything started kicking off then.
Yeah, we all would have been full time like working, so it was time, you know, that we never thought we'd get, and we managed to write a lot. Like Madra was written in lockdown and all that.
Yeah, yeah. The only thing lockdown did wrong for us is we couldn't play gigs. Otherwise, it was kind of ideal. Like we will never get that time again to write songs and to kind of be together musically. That sounds so dumb.
Look, that was your karma for not practicing for your music practical. So it all came around. There's a kind of a thread of Gaeilge kind of going through the language of different videos, references, and obviously the title. Are you Gaeilgeoirs?
Yeah, so we all went to Gael school. Same one. And we did our like junior cert through Irish as well and stuff. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, we definitely lost a bit of it since leaving school, but we try to speak it to each other. And all of our friends are very cut behind that as well. Like, you know,
trying to teach Cara a bit as well. Yeah. So she can...
Go on, Cara.
Yeah, go on, say your thing.
Say the thing from Bookstop. Go on.
Please.
You can do it.
Frisbee Gloss and
beautiful.
Yeah. Surprise on Bookstop.
Do you know, I think it's a real, I think it's wonderful. Like we have like the Kneecap and Green Chatting song has been playing off the radio on Today FM, and I'm hearing it loads of other places, which is great. So I love that there's like a love for the Irish language coming back in, and people are stepping up and kind of putting it into their music. I think it's great. It's so good. So we're going to hear another track off the album now. What are you going to play for us?
So this is the title track, Mantra.
Okay, great. Whenever you're ready. Bailey 333 with Running on All Irish here on Today FM. Before that, Villagers, That Golden Time, that is also the name of the album that he's going to be releasing for us on the 10th of May. I cannot wait to hear it. You are listening to All Irish here on Today FM. I hope you enjoyed the New Dad session. I absolutely loved it. They are so talented and I really liked hearing the quieter side of what they usually perform live. So yeah, check out that album, Madra. It is so, so good. You will love it. Now, fabulous news for Pillow Queens fans. Their third LP, Name Your Sorrow, is going to be coming out on April the 19th. This is the brand new single from it, Pillow Queens. It's Gone on Today FM. His voice before, but you've probably heard some of the songs he's written. His name is Matthew Nolan, and he's written for the likes of David Guetta, Jason Derulo, Rudimental, and The Vamps, and that is his new single, Hurt For You. He's going to be releasing one a month for 2024, and I'm excited to hear the rest of them. Really like that one. I'll be back to you in a few minutes' time. We're going to have Kingfisher in studio and the new single from Death, Milkshake, on Today FM.
With Claire Beck on Today FM.
You're listening to All Irish here on Today FM, and I'm joined in studio by Kingfisher. Hello.
Cheers. Thanks for having us.
How are you getting on?
Class.
Very good. Yeah, Would you like to introduce yourselves one by one to the lovely listener?
I'm Eddie. I do the singing.
I'm Fitz. I play guitar and I do some backing vocals.
If you were going to put a name on a banjo player in like a kid's cartoon or something, it would be Magoo, don't you think?
Yeah, that's
you
what, can't have that's
like a fully serious name when you play such a fun instrument.
I mean, I would love to do a kid's cartoon.
Yeah. I was about to say, there's an idea.
Yeah, it's not a bad show.
Kid's cartoon.
Okay, so you've got a lot of touring coming up and stuff. Maybe when you're stuck in the back of a bus, you can do the treatment for a kid's cartoon.
Get some of that done, yeah.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
That's genius.
Yeah, you can have that one for free.
That was
I won't even have that one. So you're kind of living the dream at the moment, really, aren't you? Your mates, you started a band and you kind of just kept going with this.
Yeah, we're living it up. About 18 months ago, we released our first song. And we were in college in UL in Limerick, all studying engineering, and that went well. We released another one after that, and they started to pick up a bit of pace, so we ended up getting to do this full time, quit the jobs, selling a few tickets, so happy days.
Selling a few tickets now, come on, you sold out your two dates in the Olympia. You are going to be going on a massive UK tour. You're supporting Snow Patrol, a little hometown show in a small little venue called Thomond Park, coming up in July as well.
Yeah, it's fairly wild.
When you put it like that, it sounds a bit insane. It's going to be a cool all year, I think. Yeah,
I think it's going to be a very cool all year. You had a fairly cool year now last year as well. You did a few support slots, a few people might have heard of.
We did. It's hard to talk about last year without just name dropping like mad.
No, drop the names all over the floor. Come on.
Yeah. Well, we did. We probably, like, the three big ones we did for the year were we were invited on tour with George Ezra for his UK and Ireland tour. And then we were also with Dermot Kennedy for some of his dates. And Bruce Springsteen as well did a show in Hyde Park in London that we were part of. So we were supporting like childhood heroes for the whole year, running around like headless chickens, smiling like Egypt's. Unbelievable. Yeah, it was so surreal.
You actually look a little bit shell-shocked when you're telling that story. You're like, did this actually happen?
Yeah, it is kind of hard. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, it's like no one, like, that's your wildest dreams. Like, people talk, in my wildest dreams. It's like, maybe we didn't even, I don't even know, did we think that far? If we were in a movie, maybe that would have happened sort of a thing. But the fact that some of those things is now are happening / have happened is just absolutely scandalous, yeah. So yeah. Shell-shocked is probably a word.
But I mean, deserved also, because the tunes are fantastic. How long were you making music in the kitchen for before you kind of decided, let's make this band, let's make it a thing?
Together, not very long.
Yeah, I would say it happened. It kind of spurred on pretty quickly. We were in college in UL. Myself and Fitz wrote Eyes Don't Lie, and we'd been writing stuff before that, and our housemates had been grilling us, being like, that is, you know, oh yeah, real nice. Yeah, yeah, that's yeah, technically that's music. There. No, the opposite, Claire. Oh. To be like, oh good God, please stop playing that song.
Oh my goodness.
And then, we rolled out on a live, myself and Fitz and our housemates were kind of, it was kind of the reaction, the standard reaction with a lot of these stories is like, you didn't write that kind of thing, or, you know, like, oh my God. So people started to pick up, and that was the kind of the nucleus of the whole thing, because after that we knew we wanted some kind of an Irish trad influence, that was a kind of a new flavour that we wanted to take in, and Magoo was a great friend of ours, so we, you know, bundled him into the back of the van and drove off with him. Yeah, the whole crack.
That's going to be the opening sequence of the cartoon. I can see it now.
Whoa,
walking
Claire.
Down with your banjo, minding your own business, you get kidnapped by a band, and then hilarity ensues. What do you reckon?
All your dreams come true.
Ta-da!
How are the lads now that you were living with? They were telling you were terrible. Have they said, still don't like your tunes, lads? Or are they like, do you know what, you've actually improved?
Ah, no, there's definitely a bit of hyperbole there. Like, we wouldn't have started a band without the support of our friends, kind of a thing. Because, like, you're just three lads playing in a college house, and, like, then, you know, without the support of the people around us, and without their kind of being like, no, you should do something with this, and
yeah,
maybe them even, like, there was some opportunities that were presented to us through those connections or through those friends that we had that were, like, instrumental, pardon the pun, in getting us off the ground. So
yeah,
I think for every band it's probably a story like that, where it's like the people around you are almost as important in starting it as the people who are playing the
they're also very good at keeping us on the ground.
100%.
I was just going to say. Yeah.
If anyone comes along and they're like, oh, you know, I think we're great now, they'll be like, aye, yeah, get back down here.
Yeah.
Well, that's
you're
it.
Not that good.
It's a very Irish thing, but you need it. Like, if you're going off rubbing shoulders with Bruce Springsteen and George Ezra, you need your pals from home to be like, here, listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your haircut's terrible.
Yeah,
whatever it is, just so you can
thanks,
like,
Claire.
Oh,
thanks a lot.
It feels like home as well. No, it's not that bad. No. Look, we've talked about this. It's growing out. It's a lot better. I'm joking. So, as we mentioned earlier, the Olympia shows are sold out, but you started playing music in your kitchen college house. There's also an opportunity for some fans to have you come to their kitchen. Do you want to tell people how they can get involved in that?
Yeah, if you go, so all our social media is basically Kingfisher without the official, so TikTok and Instagram are the main ones that we use.
So Kingfisher.
Kingfisher, yeah,
sure.
Drop the E.
Sure. Okay.
So if you head on there, you can sign up from the link in our bio to be part of, like, it's kind of a kitchen tour we're doing. So we've been playing tunes in our kitchen, and basically we learned how to play music in, like, house parties and stuff, and pre-drinks and post-drinks and after sessions, and we wanted to bring that kind of an energy or bring that kind of an idea to other people if we could. So we started going around to other people's houses, mostly just raiding fridges and drinking whatever they had to offer.
Any excuse to get out of the van, stretch the legs.
Unreal, yeah.
Potentially use the shower.
Yeah, if possible.
Play a few tunes. Tell me this now, if you're at an afters, the guitar is passed to you at the afters, what's your go-to? Please, for the love of God, don't say Wonderwall.
No.
The latest single from Jazzy, it's called Shooting Star, and considering she had one of the biggest hits of 2023 with Giving Me, it's a pretty good title, I think. That is just about it from All Irish for this week. I hope you have a brilliant bank holiday weekend. Please go support the artists we played this morning any way you can. Stream the music, buy the gig tickets, the merch, tell a friend. Alison is on the way next. I'll chat to you soon.
Today FM's All Irish with Claire Beck. Today.